Mayor, thank you for being with us. I know you've addressed your citizens on YouTube, but tell us here on the radio, what has Riverside done to address the COVID-19 crisis?
Well, Riverside has done taken a number of steps. First was trying to get ahead of the physical distancing. I think social distancing is a little bit of a misnomer because we want you to be physically away from, you know, one another to prevent the spread of COVID, but we don't want you to stop interacting. And I think that that's probably the foundation of all the messaging that we have sent out, is that it's important to maintain your friendships, your neighborliness, your goodwill during this pandemic. And so whatever you can do to make sure that you are maintaining society and maintaining the social aspects of our society is very important for physical and mental health and so forth. But in terms of response, you know, one of the most important responses was to basically shut down the restaurants and bars in our city, and following the order from the governor, you know, we did that. We had a little bit of a question mark from the businesses when we asked them to go to 50% occupancy, and, you know, what does that mean in terms of, is it less than 10, or things were changing hourly. So, you know, we stood up the EOC, Emergency Operations Center. We have our policy committee meetings, and we've had a couple of orders from the city, and we're following directions from the county. And probably the biggest order that we've established with the most feedback attached to it, I should say, is closing Mount Rubidoux. And that was, you know, painstaking decision that we made as a group. It wasn't just me. It was the policy committee that came to the decision, seeing that there were 3,000 to 4,000 individuals up on top of Mount Rubidoux over the weekend. And obviously that's a lot more than 10, a lot more than 250. And you're barely getting, you know, 6 feet apart. And when you get to the top, it could be even less so. So
that's a very popular walking and hiking trail. A lot of people use that every day. So I'm sure that's missed. I think Riverside was one of the cities that offered forgiveness, at least a temporary forgiveness for late fees on your utility payments, parking tickets, and that kind of thing. Is that right?
So that was an order initially, I think the last city council meeting that we had were retroactively back to March 1st, I do believe, was the order to not shut anybody off of water or power. And through, I believe it was the end of April, until we could make another decision with more information about how long this pandemic is going to last.
I'm glad you mentioned the end of April, because the president has just asked everyone to remain safer at home or socially distanced, work from home if they can through the end of April. So it's good to know the city is going to be able to continue that. Now, I know you have a lot of essential personnel like police and firefighters. Are they able to take any special precautions or wear personal protective equipment as they interact with people who may be carrying the coronavirus?
Yes, so we have definitely upped our game in that respect, especially to take care of our essential service workers that are on the front lines, the first responders. Predominantly in the fire department, we're seeing a lot of outbreaks amongst, you know, the fire personnel, because they live together, you know, and so they have a hard time staying 6 foot away from each other. And then when they do respond to a resident in need, they're doing emergency treatment, meaning right up in their face. So it's a little bit more intense with fire department than police, that typically have a social distance by nature. And so we have a policy that allows fire stations to, if we do have a firefighter that does contract the disease, to establish, you know, kind of a fire station that is a place for our firefighters to quarantine. And so we have established or put that protocol into action, and the possibility of one of our firefighters contracting COVID. And so at every level of risk, there's a different practice. So it could be masking up if you are a counter worker working with the development community and you choose to want to have a mask on, we have the masks available. Or if you're out in code enforcement patrols, you have the same access to those masks. Obviously, for the fire department, those masks are a little bit more substantial masks that prevent, as best as possible, the contraction of disease. So that's what we're looking at in terms of first responders and the essential service workers that are still not telecommuting. We have a number of them that are telecommuting. Think of the finance department that still needs to maintain, you know, their ability to cut checks and those kind of things. And so there, a lot of them are working from home and have access to the system through a safe network.
And finally, Mayor, I know homelessness has been a particular concern for you. How is Riverside addressing the homeless in this crisis?
You know, thank God that we did choose to go forth with a cabin community that is a self-isolating strategy. Instead of a mass shelter where everybody has bunk beds and you're in one big bay, we stood up 30 pallet shelters, or a cabin community of 30 separate, shelters with the bunk and shelving and heat and air conditioning if needed. And so that went into effect in, I believe it was early March, right before this pandemic came to our shores. And so I think we have over 21 in there right now. Maybe I think it's, one, seems like about one a day are going into it. And so we're looking at hitting the peak of that in terms of having 30 individuals in their private residences, basically in these cabin shelters that are 64 square feet in size.
That's an innovative solution. I'm glad to hear it's working. Thank you, Mayor Rusty Bailey of Riverside. I'm Cassie McDuff for KVCR.